Food, especially healthy food, is expensive. It is so hard to find whole natural fruits and vegetables at a reasonable price, and no one knows this better than Balance of Nature. They are always searching for the highest quality farms that produce the highest quality fruits and vegetables, so you can get them at a fraction of the cost. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies contain only the best fruits and vegetables that undergo an advanced vacuum cold process that preserves the maximum nutrient content. This means you get the powerful health benefits of a wide variety of fruits and vegetables without expensive trips to the grocery store. Don't wait. Eat healthy and save money by going to balanceofnature.com today or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order when you use discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com. Look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
All in Prolong Medical Center.
Lord, give us enough caffeine to change the things we can and handfuls of sedatives to understand the mind of a liberal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The best way to teach people critical thinking is to teach them to write, because there's no difference between that and thinking. And one of the things that just blows me away about universities is that no one ever tells students why they should write something. Well, why are you writing? Well, you need the grade. It's like, no, you need to learn to think, because thinking makes you act effectively in the world. Thinking makes you win the battles you undertake, and those could be battles for good things. If you can think and speak and write, you are absolutely deadly. Nothing can get in your way. So that's why you learn to write. And if you can formulate your arguments coherently and make a presentation, if you can speak to people, if you can lay out a proposal, God, people give you money, they give you opportunities, you have influence. That's what you're at university for. Teach people to be articulate, because that's the most dangerous thing you can possibly be. So, and that's motivating if people know that. It's like, here's your sword, here's your M16, right? Here's your bulletproof vest. Learn how to use them.
All right. That was Jordan Peterson. Love it. Welcome, Kate Daly Show, live today. And of course, I just got off the Alex Jones Show and live. And you can check that out. I went through a lot of the fakery and I discussed insurance companies that are behind the banks. So much to talk about, right? Welcome to the show. We can talk about local issues in this hour before the national show, where Melissa and Susan will join me. I'll take calls, of course. Happy to do so. And if you attended the meeting of the county commission last night, or the meeting of the Sand Hollow land that they'd like to take from everybody for recreating, call up. I'd love to hear what happened. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're live.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead.
All right. Hey, just tuning in. I wanted to talk to you real quick.
Sure.
About how Joe and Hunter Biden should be in jail, and the evidence is all in the news.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a kind of a given. Yep. Yep. I agree.
Well, Merrick Garland isn't going after him, either of them. And that's what is calling me into question about the Department of Justice and how much the FBI have been interfering, not only in elections, but in serving justice to those who need it.
Well, yeah.
They found all those documents in Joe Biden's home. Hunter Biden was living there, paying his dad $50,000 a month, reportedly, which is an exorbitant amount of money, considering that the rent normally goes for about $6,000 to $8,000 in that area. Mm-hmm. And I do have friends that live right nearby, so I know what the rent's going for.
Sure.
And Hunter likes to go into Washington, D.C. and party with a guy named Patrick Ho Chi Ping, or Ho Chi Ping, who is currently in federal custody on other charges, and the feds aren't going to let go of him. But Patrick, I think, has been to the house, probably saw those documents, passed them on to his Chinese intelligence friends, and there it is. Why aren't they pursuing this?
I have no idea. Thanks for the call, though. I don't know. I think it's kind of a given what everything he just said. We've kind of already talked about it multiple times, but yeah, okay. Yeah, there's no justice system, not when you have a cabal that has cooed the country and has taken over. There's, and both sides of Congress and Senate, the rhinos and the lefty loonies, are all in on it. There's no justice system. There never will be an actual justice system anymore, but okay. Anyway, yeah, that's a given. So if you've been to any local events talking about this, I know that from what I've heard, Victor Iverson was more or less throwing Dr. Doug Frank under the bus. So, and Dr. Doug Frank was the one that spoke out about election fraud all over the country. I find it amazing from what I've heard from that meeting yesterday, because I was on the air. But from what I heard, that you have to be a specific kind of expert in order for Victor Iverson and Manny Mo and Jack, the commissioners, to be able to take in what you have to say. That if you're not the kind of expert they like with the credentials they like, then you're, nothing you have to say is worth anything, from what I hear. So if you're a concerned citizen that has the ability to see, hear, look, read, understand, you don't have a say-so. You don't have an opinion. Your opinion is worthless because you're not credentialed the way they want you to be in election fraud. And if, I guess if you're not working in election fraud 24/7, you probably shouldn't speak out on it in their eyes. I'm not, I don't know if you guys are okay with that. So you citizens that have the ability to understand things, you can't understand them. According to the county commissioners, you don't understand anything. You don't know anything. Did you know that? Do you know that you're not capable of understanding anything or having an opinion on election fraud? But them and all their wisdom, being a county commissioner, they are the arbiter, I guess, to themselves of their own given authority to be over elections and also to know what to look for and what not to look for. Yeah. Those three fools are going to tell you that what you're seeing in election fraud isn't real. And that what they see is the only thing to be seen. Truly amazes me. It amazes me. I'm always, well, I think I'll never not be amazed by it, truly. But I don't know if you attended these meetings. If you did, I'd love to hear from you. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. If you attended the Sand Hollow meeting, I wasn't able to go last night. If you attended that, please call up and let me know what the outcome of that was, too. They're trying to do a land swap, the developer, so the developer can develop around Sand Hollow and give up his property in Warner Valley. And people like to recreate. People like to enjoy their so-called public lands. And they would like to oust that in favor of more housing and RV parks. And I'm not a fan of the housing and RV parks. It's enough. Enough's enough. But, you know, is the BLM going to go for it? And so I would love to know the outcome of that as well. And hopefully I did see a lot of people show up to the county commissioners meeting. I'm really glad that people are keeping tabs on the county commissioners. I know it's hard to sit through the meeting as they try to sell you on their latest and greatest mode of operation of our county. I don't have a whole lot of respect for the county commissioners. I've seen so many shenanigans over the years. It's hard. I have to say that from behind the scenes, what I do for a living, how they've talked to me, what they've asked from me, what they come up with in statements, you know, I think they're buffoons, right? I can't hide that. And it's not me attacking them. It's after many altercations with them. It's after many times having to speak with them and get the politicized statements from them. And I've seen them do many things that I have been so utterly concerned about and just astonished by that, you know, I don't have, I think they're fools. And I think that they think they're superior, and I think they think they have power, but our county commissioners act like buffoons. They act like buffoons when it comes to election fraud. They treat you like you're the stupid public and they know everything. They're too hot-headed to be in these positions. I'm not talking about Adam Snow. Adam Snow just reminds me of a bowl of oatmeal. He doesn't do much. He doesn't say much. He's just there as a place card holder. So I just call him bowl of oatmeal. But the other two, you have one that's a little more quiet that I think is actually a little more dangerous. And then you've got Victor, who's very, very emotional, very emotional. And this is why he's attacked me publicly in his meetings. But he's extremely emotional and doesn't like to get told by you, the citizen, what he is doing wrong. And so, you know, he placates the masses. He tries to get them to think that, oh, I worked for Mike Lee a century ago, so you should just be so fond of me, riding on Mike Lee's coattails. But the buffoonery that I see come out of these three has been hard to watch, quite frankly. It's been difficult. And whenever we would talk about land grabs, Victor Iverson's constant statement to me through the years was, oh, there's nothing we can do about those. That it was done before us and we can't change anything. That's a lie. When you're a county commissioner, you do have the power to change things that were done before you that weren't right. So why aren't you doing them? All excuses. That's why I told him to his face he was all hat and no cattle. He didn't like that. He didn't like that. And it's true. And he's known by a buffoon that many people think he's a total buffoon. He was also behind the ousting of the mascot here because he thought it was racist. He thought it was racist. I don't know what you say to that. But I do know that I've got some comments. As he was throwing Frank under the bus, Dr. Doug Frank, who goes around the nation speaking about election fraud, hat tip Kristen, thank you. I do have some comments from him that I would like to play, from the county commissioners. And Adam also had some input. He did not name Dr. Frank by name, but Victor did. And you get to hear what they think of anyone that talks about and has knowledge of election fraud. I'll play that when I come back. It's about 5 minutes. And this is why I have the opinion that I do. I don't have the opinion because I'm out to attack anybody. I have the opinion that I do because I've had to deal with these little cronies for a decade or more. And it's been hard. It's been difficult. There were many times where I was just so abhorred behind the scenes thinking, I cannot believe these people stay in power. Gil, he had so many problems as a city council member, taking advantage of business for his landscaping business on the side and taking advantage of things that we, the citizens, couldn't take advantage of. And then what happened? People put him into the position of county commissioner. Gave him a promotion. So what I say isn't attack mode like they do to me. They attack me for being the show that I am, right? They attack me because I expose what they're doing. And if they didn't give me stuff to expose, then I wouldn't be exposing anything. But they give me plenty of fodder to expose. Adam used to work for Chris Stewart. Chris Stewart's been the most horrific congressman over the last 10 years. His career is so dismal that he's right up there with the liberals. People don't want to know that. And I do. I sound like I harp on him a lot because I'm just, his career is so atrocious. He's such a little mouse of a man, and it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. Adam was his right-hand guy, and then Adam was somehow put in by all the rhinos around here into the spot of county commissioner so that he could be a place card holder as a yes vote for anything they wanted. He never really goes up against anybody or anything, if you've noticed. But he tends to agree now with Victor. So I'll play that clip for you, and you can hear it so that I don't even have to say it anymore. Now you can just hear it for yourself. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Get all the happy creatures.
listening to Buffalo Winds.
There. Welcome back to the Dally Show. You know, we really ought to be looking out our back door all the time. I wish we were doing it more so instead of trusting those that elevate themselves into office. I wish we had better discerning powers about those we put in. I wish we stopped believing that they were such good guys and realized that as politicians, they suck. So they should not be in politics. But, you know, that's going to be a lesson that I guess we're just not going to learn for quite a while longer. I guess we need some more learning in this section of life. But, you know, it's the whole nice people concept. It really is. It's the whole, well, they're nice. I know they seem nice. They're just screwing you over left and right, but I know they seem nice. Here's 5 minutes from the county commissioner's meeting last night, starting with Adam Snow. He doesn't name Dr. Frank by name, but Victor, the other county commissioner, does. Dr. Frank was the one that came here to speak about election fraud, and many of you showed up because you're so concerned, and you should be, because we have a lot of it. We have a lot of election fraud, as came out in the 80-page records. But Dee Dee Henderson told everyone to ignore the 80 pages of fraud. So I guess it doesn't exist in these guys' eyes. But here's Adam Snow. Here we go.
A little bit to that, Mr. Chairman. I mean, we've been told by some that in order to be a good county, we need to be like Utah County. And so Washington City invited Josh Daniels, the former clerk auditor of Utah County, to come down and do a presentation on elections. He talked a little bit about Dr. Frank. I didn't know Dr. Frank was a doctor of biology.
Oh, by the way, the guy they wanted to listen to works for Dee Dee. So, of course, you're going to get the whole election fraud doesn't exist even after 80 pages. Okay, here we go. So now Victor's trying to discredit Dr. Frank.
But and I'm not sure how that PhD in biology qualifies you to run elections. But I'll tell you one thing. If you're going to be an expert, we need to really identify what an expert is.
And the experts can only come from the state of Utah, as ordained by Spencer Cox and Dee Dee Henderson, who, by the way, took our machines down to Maricopa County 24 hours after our election to have them destroyed after fraud was realized in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of votes.
And I would ask that at least that person have had some experience in running an election at some time. Because I kid you not, his solution to election counting was to get a pulley with a clothesline and string these ballots across as people at a table looked at it. I thought he was kidding.
Victor, again, trying to shame Dr. Frank for saying that we need more obvious accounting of the votes so they're not in the computer with the horrid software. Okay. And Dr. Frank had a point about the software. We should absolutely be that transparent in the counting of votes. But here Victor goes to shame him for not having the right credentials or the right ideas.
I thought it was a joke and I was starting to laugh. And then I realized he was dead serious about
this.
It.
Is how pompous and arrogant Victor is, the county commissioner.
Folks, to question your sources, because we have a clerk auditor's office that runs elections correctly.
They don't run the elections correctly. They signed off on fraud. I just want everybody to realize that.
And to constantly be called out really does get my gander up. Because
I'm sure it does, because he's very emotional and hates to be called out for his erratic emotions that he can't contain because he's like a child, and his pompous and arrogant attitude toward you, the citizen. How could you possibly know anything or see or observe anything if you're not an expert ordained by Spencer Cox and Dee Dee Henderson?
I know the integrity of our clerk auditor.
No, he doesn't. And obviously, Susan has a lot of issues, and Susan should not be in that office, by the way, down here.
And I'll tell you something, somebody like Doug Frank, and I know some of you respect him, I think he's freaking insane.
Yeah, see, he would say a comment like that. One, he's extremely ignorant, extremely pompous, and extremely arrogant, right? But this is the kind of stuff you get from Victor. This is a county commissioner talking like this.
and he's not an expert. He's never done an election. And the same thing with other people you guys
never
have brought in.
Never done an election. This is a guy talking. Never. He's never done an election. What does that actually mean, Victor?
They haven't run elections. There's a couple things about elections that are important. One is the voter rolls. And nobody does better with their voter rolls in Washington County.
That's not true, actually.
We take good
door-to-door canvassing proved completely different things. And by the way, this is the same turd that told you that if you sit there and count the ballots in front of people, 6,000 ballots, that was going to be wrought with fraud, but totally trust the software that monkeys around with the results, because there was a sample taken and the sample proved that we had another winner in a race, right? But they didn't want to look at that. This is just how arrogant Victor is.
Good care of those voter rolls. So the only active voters receive those ballots.
That is not true. My own son received one and he was 17 years old. So what he's saying is a complete and total lie. This is coming from Victor Iverson, your county commissioner.
And don't talk to me about the audits, because the audits need to be conducted with proper protocol.
Yeah, they weren't. But he won't really admit that. So he just likes to condemn those that question him.
The second thing is chain of custody. What I'm hearing suggested would totally destroy chain of custody on ballots.
No, it would actually make it more transparent, because the chain of custody is the problem in the software. When the software results, when the software actually gets sent, okay? And when it gets sent, it gets changed. That's the problem. But Victor's too immature, too ignorant, and too much of a fool to realize it. Or he's just intentionally acting like a fool. I'm not quite sure. Because Victor is very erratic. He's got erratic emotions and he has a really hard time containing himself when questioned. But the chain of custody inside the software is the issue.
And if you don't have, you also need to understand, all of you.
So talking down to you like children, because you don't know anything. You can't observe anything.
You talk to us about elections. We're not over elections.
They have a lot of control about how elections are done, and they could have done a hand count and they refused to do it.
There is a vast amount of state code, and it's not you may or you can or whatever. It's you shall. And you will go to jail if you don't do elections.
There were still things they could have done and they refused to do them. And so don't let him put all of that in one pile, because that is not true. Actually, there are things they could have done and they just chose not to.
Right. And so these elections need to be conducted fairly, and they need to be done right.
He doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe that they need to be done fairly and right, or he would have done a hand count, which he refused to do.
I would just ask everybody to take a deep breath, even though
No, he needs to take a deep breath, because he's so immature with his emotions. And like he said, he gets his gander up and he starts getting mean, right, about people, attacking people. And it's pathetic to watch, but it's what he does.
Kind of upset right now.
See?
And just for heaven's sakes, go out and do a little more research.
People have done research. They presented him with research. He refuses to listen. And he acts as if you're some sort of Kate Daly listener if you don't listen to him and go along with what he wants. He doesn't listen to any of you. He doesn't want to, and he doesn't really respect you.
And Doug Frank. And take a breath and realize that, yeah, every machine could possibly be hacked.
So he's finally admitting that every machine could possibly be hacked, but he wants to do them right. And he wants to do them his way, not your way. And so that means that he's not going to count the votes ever, but he's still going to rely on the software that he admits can be hacked.
But how do you avoid that? You avoid it by not allowing people to have access to those machines.
It's not about that. It's about the software programs that were written. But he's too much of a fool and too ignorant to actually realize that. So, but he'll just continue to talk down to you.
In other words, you keep them in secure locations.
Oh, it's all about secure locations. No, it's about the software, Victor.
And so, well, that is not true, ma'am. Ma'am, you need to get more sources. That's what I'm challenging you. Go take.
Victor has zero sources except for the state sending him somebody that is ordained by Didi. That's his source. So when he tells you that you need more sources, it's completely pathetic. People are coming to him with all kinds of proof about election fraud. He does not want to look at it. He refuses.
Take a look at this stuff.
But he talks down to you guys. That's how sad this is to watch him. He's a buffoon.
Please, he's okay, do me this buffoon. Favor. Do, hey, just,
no, we're,
just,
not, we're not going to go back and forth and just yell for the next hour.
Go talk to somebody who's actually done an election, not Doug Frank, who's at biology.
Yeah, that degree had nothing to do with his qualifications at looking at election fraud results. In fact, the movies that Mike Lindell made were about the software. They actually show you in real time what was happening to the software. Numbers were changing in the software, in the programs. The movie's absolute proof. All of that was about Dr. Frank's research when he was looking in real time at what the software was actually doing. But Victor's too ignorant to know this. Victor doesn't want to know this. He wants to tell you that you guys are total idiots and that he's the only one that knows anything because he listened to one guy who works for Didi, the same woman who wants to probably cover up her alleged stolen election. That's the person he wants to listen to.
So
it went back and forth a little bit, and of course the county commissioners want you to think that they're the only
No, I'm saying if you're
anything.
Going to call no, no, ma'am, I didn't say that. I said you can have an opinion, but if you're going to claim to be an expert.
What were they claiming to be experts, or were they saying you're not looking at this, 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 and this? They were giving them concrete things to look at, the audience was. So if you're not the expert that is ordained by Dee Dee Henderson to not look at fraud or 80 pages of calculated fraud. Remember, the state came out with 80 pages of actual fraud proof of their own machines, yet said that everything's fine. This is the only person that Victor Iverson will listen to. And then he'll sit there and tell you and act like you're a child as you pay his salary over $100,000 a year to talk to you like you're a child and tell you that you don't have the credentials to bring anything up. It makes me sick inside. To think that he's getting away with this, but he is. He's getting away with it. And people keep putting him into office. Why? Because he kisses Mike Lee's rear end and tells everybody that he worked for Mike Lee. Mike Lee comes to town and he runs around like a little child, sweating profusely and smiling like there's no tomorrow. Oh my gosh, Mike Lee's in town. Everybody likes Mike Lee, so therefore they like me. They like me. They really like me. It's pathetic to see. I've had to watch it over and over again. It's pretty pathetic, but he rides on Mike Lee's coattails because he knows that you guys are starting to question his role as a county commissioner. He treats you like children. I don't know how much longer people are going to put up with it, but he calls you Kate Daly Show listeners if you tell him that he is not looking at the election fraud. 80 pages came out in that report that the state did, and they want you to ignore it. Wow. When I come back, I'll play a statement that was made that left him speechless. And, you know, it's hard to watch. Gil remains very quiet, but actually, I don't trust Gil as far as you can throw him. I think Gil quietly stabs people in the back every day. And so does Adam. Adam, the bowl of oatmeal, same thing. It's just that Victor's more erratic and emotional about it, like an immature teenager. You know what I mean? The other ones stay a little quieter, but it's just so odd to watch all of them treat you guys like you know nothing unless you're their ordained expert from the state. It's the only person they'll listen to. These guys want to go up that ladder so bad. Oh, so bad. They want Dee Dee to slobber all over them. Lieutenant Governor. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Every night and every day now. Never meaning what to say now. Never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers. Till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine.
Kate Daly Show. Yeah, talking about the buffoons that reside in our county commissioners. But we're surrounded by buffoons. I mean, it's nothing new under the sun. And if you're listening from another state, you've got the same problems we do. You're run by buffoons, too. Buffoons with a lot of power who think that they're amazing and treat the people that pay their salary like little peons. And, you know, it's hard to watch. It's hard to have to absorb all of this because they're so arrogant. But unless people, I wish people would just stop casting a vote for them. The problem is that they put somebody like Susan Lewis in over elections. Susan Lewis doesn't have a degree in elections. Mr. Iverson of the county commission, who only wants to talk to people that are, you know, have the expert quality that he's looking for. Susan Lewis didn't have any expertise going into elections. She just watched the computers take in the ballots and said, yep, they're doing good. Look at those numbers in the computer. Ooh. You know, I mean, that's the level of expertise, I guess, that he likes. But see, she doesn't question anything. So Susan Lewis now is the expert that he likes to admire because she doesn't question anything. She doesn't have any qualifications that put her there. It's sad. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Just some thoughts really quick. So sure. I guess, obviously, if people can't tell, that Iverson is really just gaslighting everybody, right?
Yep, he is. You're right.
So everything is really obvious. And he's up there trying to connect the dots for everybody and make everybody follow his chain of thinking, which is very, very flawed. So the question I think needs to be asked at one of these meetings, if you can ask the question, and I don't know if you have to be on the agenda in order to do that.
Yeah, I think you do.
But we really need to be asking them, are you, when you go to the I think it's called the meeting where they, it's the city, no, the League of Cities and Towns, and they are instructed on how to properly be a commissioner or how to properly be a mayor, right? So in that meeting, are they being taught how to run a corporation or are they being taught how to run a city or how to be a commissioner? Because that's the question. That will dumbfound them and make their head spin in 2 seconds because they are literally being trained on how to run a corporation.
Yeah.
And we are not part of the corporation.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We are the outsiders, the little slaves.
The little peons.
That do all the work, and they get to collect all of the benefits from.
Yep.
But, you know, basically they're the little slave owners.
Yep.
So that question needs to be introduced.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going to your little training here, are you running a corporation or are you running a town? Because right now it feels like you're running a corporation.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're about.
Yep.
Right? That's not the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
Right. Amen. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Yes. And they're there to gaslight and they're there to shame you and guilt you and tell you that you don't know what you're thinking and you're not an expert, but they'll listen to the state expert who's propped up as an expert who's not and tell you that that's the person they can listen to. But she's right about being trained in the corporation. And here's the deal too. They'll only do what the state tells them to do. They'll never stand and act like an actual city, or county. And, they don't know what they're doing. And here's the thing. They'll tell you when they go for re-election again for the billionth time that they're the only people that can do this job. They look like buffoons. They act like buffoons. They are buffoons, the county commissioners. Here's a comment from the audience.
I'll believe you because we've
this
met.
This is Adam.
I don't think you're lying to me. And if you were, man, that's a pretty bold thing to do given the people right behind you. So we will first go to Angela Jones.
Here's a comment from the audience. County Commissioner meeting
last night.
Thank
you for this opportunity. So I wanted to address a couple of security issues that do concern me. The first one is, let me give you a little background. In 2003, a Memphis programmer named Benny Smith discovered a program called GEMS.
Yep.
It's a program that employs a fractional type of voting. Fractional voting enables you to split the vote, right? And give a percentage both ways. So if this were my vote, then if GEMS got involved, I could have like a 60% go to the person I vote for and 40% go to his opponent. And so I would be gypped out of part of my vote. Okay. So what he discovered was that GEMS is the program that's used by Dominion to cheat. And this was in a case with Shiva in Massachusetts. And this case, it showed that there was a real problem. So the reason why that's important, I know that we don't use Dominion right here, but...
Well, we use a version of it. Yes, we do.
The Utah contract with ES&S, it was acquired through a grammar request. And that shows that Utah uses GEMS. Because GEMS is in that, and the name was changed relatively quickly afterwards after this case was made known, it was changed to electionware. So we affectionately call it electionware right now, but it's still GEMS. And that causes me to feel a strong sense of concern, right? That that might be something that needs to be taken care of. When I look at that, of course, it instantly puts in my mind, like you were talking, well, if that's a machine thing, it looks like a hand count would fix that, right? We wouldn't have to worry about
it
that.
It would. Mm-hmm.
And I hope that the things that you're talking about there will pan out to be something great. The second thing that has concerned me is ES&S also has another partner, and the partner is Knowing. Oh, that's my time.
Thank you.
Knowing. How do you spell it?
Knowing. A-N-O-W-A.
Knowing. Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They produce all of the pole pads that we use.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. See, they
Mary Kay.
They don't want to know anything more than that. They don't like this truth that she's talking about. I've done 6 years of shows on GEMS.
After your comments, I have a million things I'd love to say back and have a really just a calm conversation with you, but I only have 2 minutes, so I'm going to say.
We've met many times. I'm sure we will again.
And we will again. Okay. First of all, as always, I'd like to thank you. I sincerely mean that. I mean it every time I say it. We appreciate the county commissioners. We appreciate our election officials.
I don't appreciate anything they're doing
and all of the good things that you guys do.
They haven't done everything. They actually have not done very good things. They caved under COVID. They did not fight for this county for the name Dixie. They did a fake fight at the end. They do a lot to placate you, and a lot of land grabs have taken place under them. And they raise their arms and go, "Oh, we just can't do anything about it." They've been horrible.
Several of us attended the March 1st bid opening for the new ballot sorting machine that the county wants to purchase and that you just approved a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. The only thing shared at that meeting was the name of three companies who had submitted bids. No details of the bids were shared. We were given no information about the function or the costs of the machines and the companies that they submitted the bids for.
Yeah. So you can't applaud them and tell them they're doing great things when they hide information from the public like this and then berate people for not being experty enough for their experty determinations.
At that meeting, we expressed our desire to learn more about these bids before the contract was accepted by the county. However, we received nothing. We asked for it. We received nothing. The agenda for today's meeting wasn't posted until yesterday at 2:39 p.m.
Again, county commissioners hiding.
And no details about the bid were included in the agenda. And despite several requests, the public was given no time to get advanced answers to our questions and concerns or to give input today before.
Because they don't want to hear from you. That's why.
Or you voted. This is unacceptable. The public noticing standards of our county are the worst in any class one or class two county in our state. Also, hundreds of Washington County citizens want to go back to voting in person and doing away with the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, but the Republican Party told everybody that, no, this was going to be a better way.
I know that's not a decision that you guys can make. You have nothing to say about it. But the fact that you're willing to spend a ton of money on a machine that's needed for mail-in ballots doesn't give us a lot of hope that you're on our side.
Amen to that.
Similarly, for the last year, the public comment policies of our county have been the worst.
Yep.
And they keep getting worse. Last month, we were told that we can no longer give comments on behalf of citizens who are unable to attend the meeting, essentially silencing their voices. Many people are still at work when this meeting's held, and they can't.
They do that on purpose, by the way, and have it at 4:00.
Can't break away to zoom in. Just this week, the policy was again tightened to forbid anyone who's not a resident of Washington County to give public comments. This is un-American, and I'm assuming this was in response to our desire for election experts to speak in this meeting.
We've had to call in experts, and I'm so proud of Wendy and all the work she's done and all the work these women have done. It has been amazing, and they should be applauded, and the county commissioners can't stand hearing from them because they're constantly bringing up the fact that we have fraud and that they refuse to see it. And what do? these commissioners should never be applauded for what they do, because what they're doing to you is gaslighting you, keeping meetings from you, telling you you can't comment, acting like you're overlords and acting like total buffoons. I'm so embarrassed for these three gentlemen. I don't even know what to say. It's an embarrassment. It is an embarrassment. They say atrocious things. They say things that are very, very ignorant. It's hard to listen to them. And they treat you like you're a nothing. And you're the people paying their salary.
Yeah. I just want to say, I know that our county has limits placed by the state, and we acknowledge all the hard work you've...
The limits are only there because they want them to be there, by the way. They could totally fight. They could totally fight and do the things they want to do.
Done. We're thrilled about the progress that we've made. We thank you for all that you're...
What progress have we made?
We're doing there. We're hopeful for the future. We just want our county
I'm
to
not
be the
hopeful
best.
For the future with Victor, Gill, and Adam and Manimo and Jack. I'm not hopeful for this future. You guys heard how Victor Iverson was talking to all of you and telling you that if you're not an expert that's ordained by Dee Dee Henderson, Mrs. Scam, and her partner, Spencer Cox, governor, Mr. Scam, Mr. Pronoun, that if you're not an expert ordained by them to look away from the fraud, then you're not an expert enough for them to listen to. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They're very demeaning. Remember that Victor Iverson, as student body president of Dixie State College, sought to get rid of the mascot because he thought it was offensive. He was the one that was championing the cause of the liberals to get rid of our mascot. Just remember that. The rebel. He was the one that did that. He's been a buffoon since the beginning, but if people want to act like he's doing something right, tell me what he's done right. I don't know anything. I don't know what he's done. And Gil had so many problems unethically. I'm just shocked. I get shocked that these guys get into office. So is there election fraud in their races? Is this why they don't want to give any of you any credit at all for looking into GEMS and knowing what GEMS is and Dominion is and understanding the results and how they're changed inside the software? Because you guys all remember, Dee Dee Henderson came down, took him to lunch, and then said, machines are great. See the vote go in? You don't need to know what happens after that. So this is just them being ignorant. But I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of our county commissioners. I'm embarrassed that they call you guys Kate Daly Show listeners. We're the only show that calls them out, by the way. We don't kiss their rear ends. I can't be a host that kisses rear ends like this. No thanks. Adam is a place card holder. Gil is there to silently knife you in the back. And then Victor's just there to look like the buffoon that is the guy that tells you that you don't know anything and that he knows everything and that you have to convince him of election fraud. Even though he readily admits that the machines can be hacked, he sits there and tells you that you don't know anything over and over and over again to gaslight you. I can't respect that. I don't know how anyone does. I think it's pathetic. They should never be in these positions as county commissioners. And if you're living away from our city, I know our city is just like yours. There are many people in office that should never be there. They sanctioned Susan Lewis, auditor, over the elections as an expert. She doesn't have any expertise. She's just not willing to question. I don't have any respect for Susan. Sorry. And I don't have any respect for those that, quote unquote, won their race when they know they didn't. I would have called for the results to be hand counted immediately if there was a question. But we didn't get that either. And they should want to do everything in their power to make sure people think the elections are valid. So why were they so against a hand count? Why did they resist it so much? And why are they gaslighting you about it now? Why are they still telling you that you're an idiot if you think there was election fraud? Because they didn't want a hand count and then show you that the computer results were off, that they were fraudulent. That's why. They just want you to continue to believe in the elections. These guys are buffoons. Manny, Moe, and Jack, that's who you have as county commissioners. It's pathetic. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. Be right back with Melissa and Susan. You'll love today's show. Be right back.
Welcome to the MyPillow 2.0 commercial.
Good. Cut. We got it.
Welcome to the set of the MyPillow 2.0, the most amazing pillow in history. That new technology is still the MyPillow's patented fill. But now we have new technology we didn't have back when I invented MyPillow that's going to help you sleep. It's absolutely amazing, and you're the first ones that can check it out. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code on your screen, and we brought back the buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, to help the show, but also to get your buy one, get one free pillow with the new patented technology. And guess what? You can get through a whole night. You won't be sweating through the night. In fact, it keeps your neck and head really cool, and you're going to love the new patented technology on this 2.0 pillow. Get one. You're going to love it. I'm serious. Thanks, you guys.